The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
You ever been in sports, like even in elementary school, and something happens and it never leaves your mind because it was so embarrassing? Thursday morning's here. Hey, good morning. We're the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I was basically a track star, so I didn't play a lot of sports. I was bad in everything else. I was in athletics. But I do remember this one instance in elementary school. I was chubby, okay? I had a big belly.
How are you a track star if you're chubby?
Let her cook, dog. I was a fat, fast girl. Anyway, we're playing kickball, okay? And my belly was so big, this guy kicked the ball real hard right into my belly. It didn't even faze me, but everybody laughed because my belly protected me. And I remember I was so hurt, but I didn't even lose my breath. You know what I'm saying? I know you've seen it. It like protected me. To this day, I still felt shame.
You should, right?
Your sports story is everything I thought it would be.
Yeah, it's not even a real sports game.
It was recess.
Kickball is a sports game.
Yeah, okay. It was not organized sports. Yeah. I'm sorry.
We organized.
Okay. Oh, you guys pick players? You got to be team captain?
I was the last pick.
Yeah, of course you were.
I was the last pick. You know? Anyway.
You were a belly Barbie?
I can't be the only one that has an embarrassing sports story.
Not as good as that. We're talking about real sports games. When I was in high school, I got dunked on one time. Have you ever been on the opposite end of having another man's close to your face?
It smelled terrible.
That is never good, especially when there's watchers out in the audience. And only thing I could equate it to is getting beat up and then having to go back to your friends and being like, it wasn't that bad, right?
You gotta jog back halfway across the corner. Everybody's like, oh.
Yeah. Well, speaking of getting beat up, one time I got knocked out in boxing and my mom came. Ooh. Only boxing match my mom ever came to. And then after that, she was like, I don't know if boxing's for you.
Automatic, did you quit after that?
No.
Oh.
I had a couple more fights, but at the same time, it wasn't for me. But
if only you had a chin like Dana's belly.
No, please, no.
You know what I want right now? I want you to tell us some embarrassing sports stories. We need to make this a topic another day. 877-730-DCS1. Anthony A. National Day.
In honor of your childhood, we have Fat Thursday. That's what we're celebrating today. For real, Fat Thursday. This is the Thursday before Ash Wednesday and Fat Tuesday. And basically another religious reason to enjoy donuts.
No. Fat Tuesday is drinking.
I've never even heard of Fat Thursday.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. So Fat Tuesday is so that you could party and get it all out before Good Friday and Ash Wednesday and all that stuff. So now we're partying an extra day? Like
there
somebody came up?
I think you just extend it from now until Tuesday,
I think religious people like to do the most debauchery of anybody else. All right, happy Fat Thursday.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
This video of a man walking into a barber shop and getting a man makeover has gone viral. If you go to @DanaCortez on Instagram, you can see this amazing before and after. Ladies, I was shocked. It doesn't even look like the same man. Here's a problem, though. The barber wrote in the caption, "This man's wife sent him in for this, paid for it in advance, and said, look, honey, what I'm doing for you." Some men in the comments find it offensive. Say, oh, you didn't like your man the way he looked before. Oh, you think your man is ugly. She didn't say that.
Imagine the tables were turned and we did that to you. And I said, hey, Dana, I think you should go see this hairstylist because, you know, I'm not feeling the way you've been doing your hair.
Hell no.
Could you even imagine what you would feel like?
Automatic. Whoa. You actually introduced me to my current hairstylist and you and I go to the same one and I was not offended and she has helped my hair greatly. Thank you.
No.
For the makeover, husband.
See, you're avoiding what I said. I'm saying if I was trying to change your look, not the person you're going to see.
Either way, the man looks better.
The man was rough. He was a rough looking fella.
And I mean, looked like he was working in the oil fields. Now he looks like he works at T-Mobile.
But Automatic is right, though. Like, you can't tell a woman the way that women feel the openness to tell us that we're looking like crap.
I never once told DJ Automatic, I don't like your blue and green 1999 striped polo. I just gave it away and bought him new clothes. Now, he did find the polo. He went back to Ross and found it. I don't know how he found it. And we gave that one away as well. But what I did is I subtly made these changes to upgrade him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But also, sometimes I've seen what you try to dress him in, too.
Oh.
And oh, my God. Dude,
she thinks I'm her personal Ken doll.
Yeah, she wants you to be, yeah. She wants you to be a little Ally Patrick boy.
Just
so
Ken.
Mad, dude. Like, so
every
mad, dude.
Woman I've had in my life has done this to me, where they, like, you should wear these pants. You should get this haircut.
Don't put me in the mix with that ex-girlfriend of yours that put you in purple Prince pants that your brothers still make fun of you.
Which, that's another layer to the conversation.
Automatic wore purple Prince pants. You know how big his legs are?
Damn good.
Hey, dude, I seen the one time you tried to put him in some weird Chanel shirt, too, okay? I witnessed your failures on it, too. But for the most part, Dana does do a good upgrade of suggestions of clothing or
thank
style
you,
or whatever.
Anthony,
it's really
you.
Good. But in some relationships, and I've experienced this, the woman thinks she's upgrading you, and then she buys you the most horrendous shirt you've ever
seen. For example, Anthony?
I've had a woman say, hey, you know what? You should wear this to the holiday dinner. And I said, why do you want me to look like a lumberjack? Why do you want me to look like every other man in their late 20s, early 30s right now? I had
the
my
open lumberjack
shirt. Yeah,
Sam.
Dude, you know the flannel that every Latino wears to the holidays? That's a Latino tuxedo, dog. A flannel button-up made out of wool. And I don't want to wear it, dude.
All you need is the Old Spice to top it off with that.
So sometimes it goes left, though, when your woman thinks she's out, but then you're like,
don't you think you dress better now? I mean, you've gone back and you've looked at some of those photos. Don't you think when it comes to style, skin care, hair care, all of these things that I've helped you upgrade just a tad at least?
I will give you credit for the skincare for sure. I would have never been doing any of that. The hair care stuff, I was blessed with great hair. Shout out to my grandpa. But beyond that, no, clothing wise, I dress the way I want to dress. I buy the shoes I want to buy, the pants, hats, shoes, everything.
I've seen it. I've seen him buy his own horrendous shoes. From time to time.
What are you talking about?
Let's talk
shoes.
About
I have an
the
amazing
camo
shoe collection.
Pants that I had to get rid of.
Okay. Camo pants are dicey, dog. Yeah, you remember that group? Dude, what is it? No Limit Soldiers?
I'm just trying to keep it real, okay? And let me tell you something. I went through all your little donation bags to the Salvation Army, and I found all my sweatshirts and all my pants and shoes, and guess what? They're back in my closet.
I couldn't even sell them in a garage sale. I had to give them away.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Remember when you were little and your parents would traumatize you? Let's have this discussion right now. Automatic Anthony A and I were talking off the air about moments where your parents say to you things that I don't know that they realize they're not the right way to talk to kids.
Yeah, and my mom would constantly lecture me about all the bills she had to pay anytime I would ask her for something while we were grocery shopping or at the mall. If I'd be like, hey, mom, I want to get this toy. She'd be like, no, Anthony, do you not realize that I had to pay for this, 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 and this, and this? And then we've had a couple classic showdowns that really traumatized me as a kid. I would just wish that she would have just said, no, I can't buy that right now.
But didn't you just learn to stop asking?
No way, dude. Also, though,
you wouldn't be in that seat right there if you learned to stop asking.
Also, like my mom's defensive.
I didn't understand
anything about money. So when she would try to explain to me if something was expensive, it just did not register, dog.
Obviously.
Because we had 4 kids in 5 years. We were all real close together in age. So my mom would always hit me with, you're not going to be able to play baseball.
Ooh.
You're not going to be able to.
She would guilt you.
She would guilt me with like sports because, I mean, to play sports is expensive.
Yeah, that's what it is, Automatic. My family didn't take many vacations, but plenty of guilt trips. That's what we went down of, dude. That's what, that right there, Automatic.
When you're thinking about sports, I remember being in athletics and all my friends had 2 changes of shoes. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you put 1 shoe on for the sport.
I wanted
like,
basketball shoes so badly.
Oh, Automatic. Me too. I wanted
shoes. I was the kid slipping all over the court because I wore the same shoes.
Oh, no.
The same shoes you wore to school, that's right? So you had to work out in. That was me. That was me. In fact, one year, I wanted cleats so badly that my Nana told me, if I get these for you, you have to wear them. And so I had to wear cleats all year.
No!
It was awful. Do you know how bad those things hurt?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you know how painful?
No wonder your toes look like that.
Oh.
You know what else is traumatizing for me? Going to have to look for my uncle.
Oh.
He'd be drinking and we'd have to go
dark.
In the middle of the night.
Yeah, you have to go down like that dark lane right there.
How is that dark?
Because
you're talking about literally dark liquor. That's it. It's got...
No, he only drank beer.
Okay.
Way, it was a dark park at 2 a.m.
You're just all sad there.
This is
cleats.
Like a fun pour off, and then you made it a sad pour off.
That That's my truth. 877-730-DCS1. How did your parents traumatize you and now you can laugh about it? Tap in. We'll make it a topic another day. Back with more coming up. Don't move.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Kanye West goes on a bit of a rant, but does he have a valid point? We'll talk about it, play the audio for you, this and more. Best Gossip Daily Dirt, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays first.
We have Anderson .Paak celebrating his birthday and a slew of influencers. So shout out to you if it's your birthday today, too. There's just like a bunch of influencers that like, some of them have like 9 million followers, but none of us know who they are. So
I know. Celebrate your day.
That's the crazy thing about being internet famous is you can still walk into the mall and have absolutely no one know who you are.
Yeah. So how big of an influence are you really? All right. Influence for sure. Sexy Red, Rolling Stone magazine, said Ski Yee was a hip-hop song of last year. I don't know if I agree with that, but I do love that she's twerking postpartum. Earlier this week, she had her baby, the second child, welcomed into the world. She's a working mom, doing her thing, and does not care what people think about her.
Obviously, she shot the video for F My Baby Daddy in the hospital.
As a person who doesn't have a baby mama, I really appreciate that song. I like the energy that it presents in the club. It's fun.
Anthony, you're funny. Go check the video at Dana Cortez on Instagram. All right, so now we're moving on to talk about Kanye West, who's upset because nobody will rent him a venue.
Yo, this Ye. We just sold out the United Center in 7 minutes. It's the only arena I had access to. And when I call, people say there's no avails for me. And you know why that is. So if there's anybody out there that can help with this, please do.
I understand his frustration, but I also understand why people might not want to welcome someone who right now is spewing some hate into their venue. You know what I mean? So I see both sides. Luckily, we have the freedom to speak and people have the freedom to react.
And the freedom to do business with whoever we want to do business with.
Yeah.
I think that's where it's at too for me. Because I think clearly he sold out the United Center, so people want to see him.
Yeah.
But it's the people who are in control of those places that you don't know what you're doing when you roll the dice with Kanye West.
Yeah, you could build your own too. He's got enough money to do that. And I love the video that he and Northwest just did for Vultures. She is such a superstar. Will she surpass Kim and Kanye and popularity when she grows up?
What do you think?
I don't care.
I think she already has. At Dana Cortez, check the video. Back with more of the show coming up.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
There's 6 things you're probably doing right now. They're bad habits that you shouldn't be if you really want to move ahead, make more money, get right with yourself. I'll tell you what they are in case you missed it. But first, DJ Automatic. I go last.
Everyone's had the same iPhone since they came out.
They look the same, pretty much.
The design has been the same since the birth of the iPhone. Well, I'm here to tell you, there's going to be a new iPhone coming out.
Okay.
And it has a new shape, new size, all that.
Okay. I am excited about the news of a new iPhone. I really don't like your dismissal of the one invention that literally revolutionized technology. You guys sit here like it wasn't the iPhone is the greatest phone ever invented of all time.
Well, when they come out with the clam-shaped iPhone now that looks like SpongeBob, you're going to be like, I need
innovative.
That.
That's not innovative. SpongeBob SquarePants has been using the shell phone for a very long time.
So they're saying it's not going to come out till 2025, but they are working on it.
Yeah, because they're stealing the prototypes from SpongeBob. All right, what's next, Anthony A?
All right. In case you missed it, it's tough to say no sometimes. And right now, I'm going to give you guys proper ways to tell somebody no. Here you go. You're going to start off with this one. I'm honored that you would ask me, but that's something I can't do right now.
I like that. That's a subtle
F you to your face.
That's nice, all right? And another one is, I'm not available at the moment, but maybe next time. Living with a little cliffhanger.
Oh, that's a good one.
Eat, and die.
Oh. Is that what you hear when I say these things?
Yes.
Oh, my God. And the final one is short and quick. No, but thank you.
No.
It's the but thank you part.
But thank you.
I don't mind no. It's the nope. When somebody tells me nope, I'm like, okay, now you're just putting razzle-dazzle
on
it.
Look here, Mr. Man. What's your solution? How do you say no?
I never even open my emails. What are you talking about?
All right, so there are bad habits that will ruin your life. 6 bad habits you need to stop right now. Number 1, lack of exercise. Complaining about being sad. Are you like, oh my God, I'm so sad. Get outside, take a walk, let that sun shine on your face. Here's another one. Hanging around negative people. No. You hang around with negative people, you turn into a negative person. Next on the list, having a poor diet. Eating fatty, greasy food will make you feel fatty and greasy.
If I eat well, I feel better, period.
Thank you, DJ Automatic. Another tip here is not building something. So what does that mean? If you lack purpose, are you wasting time on social media scrolling? Do you not have a daily routine? Procrastination is the worst. Tomorrow turns into you never get it done. Something else is dwelling on the past. Okay. This is difficult. Sometimes, and you know, you got that family and friend that are always talking about yesterday. You have to remind them you can't change what happened.
Let it go.
Also, to that, getting hung up on your own accomplishments. It's good to sit back and reflect on some things, but don't be digging back into what you did 2 years ago all the time.
Work on what you're doing right now and tomorrow. Yeah, and then finally, staying up too late.
Oh.
If you don't get enough sleep as an adult, 6 to 7 hours every night, you can't focus on anything in a productive way because you're tired. You're only thinking, when can I get some sleep? Have you ever had those days where you're thinking, when can I lay down and take a nap?
That is probably the biggest misconception that I think hard work through hip hop portrays is like this whole team no sleep or
grind it
all night. No, dude, your favorite rappers, they sleep during the day. All right, don't think people ain't out here just not sleeping, dog.
And we know that because they're always late to the interview. Get your sleep, okay? If you want the list, hit me up now at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Who wants some free queso?
Free
chile con queso. We're gonna tell you how to get it.
Who
food
doesn't
news.
Want that?
It's time for hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony, a.k.a. Mild Salsa.
Starting with a very serious hashtag, earlier this week, a Michigan jury found Jennifer Crumley guilty of manslaughter. She's the mother of Ethan Crumley. This is the boy who took his 9mm to school and killed 4 of his classmates.
On count 1 of involuntary manslaughter, we find the defendant guilty.
So these parents had been called into Oxford High School because teachers were concerned about their kids' behavior. She and her husband failed to inform the school. They had gifted him a 9mm semi-automatic pistol. This sets a huge precedent because that means parents can be held responsible if their children commit acts of violence with a gun from that home.
Rightfully so. I don't have any problem with this at all.
Some lawyers argue that it's not the person who owns the gun's responsibility if it's taken from
child,
you.
The child is a minor. You're still responsible for that child. And if you go get him a gun and he goes does some kind of heinous crime like this, then I think you're responsible also.
877-730-DCS1. I'd like to talk about this maybe in the parents' court another day. Food news, DJ Automatic.
Chipotle is giving away free queso with any purchase for the big game here on Sunday, okay?
Okay, free queso. Isn't it like in a little bitty dime-sized tab?
Free, dude. What do you expect?
It's free. And yeah, you do have to have the promo code queso24 when you're ordering through the Chipotle app.
I'm not a fan of the Chipotle queso, and I like everything from there, like their burrito
bowls. You picked this topic.
Because you said you liked the free,
how
you said
Dana
you liked
pick
the queso.
For us, and
I wanted to go
on
whole
it,
other
the
thing,
time.
And Dana was like, do the queso.
Do the queso, do the queso.
Just so you can beat up on the queso?
Just so you can stand up on your queso high horse? Wow.
Who likes Chipotle queso?
I do. It's not that bad.
Anytime you have to say
queso, even when it's great, isn't even that good. It's just melted cheese. All right.
Well, Dana makes some pretty good queso.
It's queso's queso, dog.
It's not as good as mine, but you won't get mine for free.
Yeah.
All right. National Day, Anthony A.
All right. Let's go ahead and shout out all the homies tying knot squares and doing good deeds. It is National Boy Scout Day.
Hey.
And I really want to shout out the Boy Scouts. I had a short Boy Scout career, a whole 2.5 hours.
I was going to say mine lasted like a month.
Yeah, but you know, a lot of the Girl Scouts get rave reviews because of the cookies, but shout out to the Boy Scouts, man.
Hold on, Anthony, why only 2.5 hours?
Because I thought I was going to be able to build a race car right away.
Dude,
and then
same.
I get there, they have me tying square knots, and I'm like, Mom, I want to go home. Put
me
in football.
The whole soapbox thing.
Yes,
or whatever.
That's what I signed up for.
And so I got behind on my dues, and I wasn't going to be able to make the soapbox, and I was like, I'm out of here. I'm not doing this.
I didn't even get to the part where they asked for my money.
You still owe the Boy Scouts money, DJ Automatic?
We're going to put that on my parents. I was like 6.
All right, don't forget it's Black History Month. Let's talk about Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. If you did not know, he started the Poor People Campaign, PPC, in 1968 with the belief all people should have what they need to live. King had planned a march the summer of 68, but unfortunately, he was assassinated. Today, the PPC estimates 140 million people here in the U.S. live below the poverty line. Go to PPC.com for more details. MLK, man.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Remember when you were little and your parents would traumatize you? Let's have this discussion right now. Automatic Anthony A and I were talking off the air about moments where your parents say to you things that I don't know that they realize they're not the right way to talk to kids.
Yeah, and I was... My mom would constantly lecture me about all the bills she had to pay anytime I would ask her for something while we were grocery shopping or at the mall. If I'd be like, hey, mom, I want to get this toy. She'd be like, no, Anthony, do you not realize that I had to pay for this, 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 and this, and this? And then we've had a couple classic showdowns that really traumatized me as a kid. I would just wish that she would have just said, no, I can't buy that right now.
But didn't you just learn to stop asking?
No way, dude. Also, though,
you wouldn't be in that seat right also, there if you learned to stop asking.
Also, like my mom's defensive. I didn't understand anything about money. So when she would try to explain to me if something was expensive, it just did not register, dog.
Obviously.
Because we had 4 kids in 5 years. We were all real close together in age. So my mom would always hit me with, you're not going to be able to play baseball. Ooh. You're not going to be able to.
She would guilt you.
She would guilt me with like sports because, I mean, to play sports is expensive.
Yeah, that's what it is, Automatic. My family didn't take many vacations, but plenty of guilt trips. That's what we went down of, dude. That's what, that right there, Automatic.
When you're thinking about sports, I remember being in athletics and all my friends had 2 changes of shoes. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you put 1 shoe on for the sport.
I wanted
like,
basketball shoes so badly.
Oh, Automatic. Me too.
I was the kid slipping all over the court because I wore the same shoes.
Oh, no.
The same shoes you wore to school, right? You had to work out in. That was me. In fact, 1 year, I wanted cleats so badly that my Nana told me, if I get these for you, you have to wear them. And so I had to wear cleats all year.
No!
It was awful. Do you know how bad those things hurt?
Yeah.
Do you know how painful?
No wonder your toes look like that.
Oh.
You know what else is traumatizing for me? Going to have to look for my uncle.
Oh.
He'd be drinking and we'd have to go dark. In the middle of the night.
Yeah, you have to go down like that dark lane right there.
How is that dark?
Because
you're talking about literally dark liquor. That's it. It's got...
No, he only drank beer.
Whoa. Okay.
Either way, it was a dark park at 2 a.m.
You're just all sad there.
This is
cleats.
Like a fun pour off, and then you made it a sad pour off.
That's my truth. 877-730-DCS1. How did your parents traumatize you? And now you can laugh about it.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.